Okay, so
this is something what the wave functions look like. I started with molecular orbitals that look like something at the top. And what these complex numbers tell me for a certain j is how big the amplitude of the different atomic orbitals should be made and whether I should multiply by a plus or minus number. And this is the solution with all the ones. So all of them look the same. This is the solution with plus one, minus one. And in between, we've got the four solutions that have these are the four solutions that have complex values in the as the eigenfunctions. I'll show you a better drawing of the molecular orbitals in a minute. And with all of these solutions, I can calculate the energies that go with them. And the energies range around this value of H11, and they go up above that and below that because cosine will be both positive and negative. So there's going to be six energies, and they are arranged around this value of H11.